This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers now just 4 days away from a government shutdown. Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries criticized Republicans for going on vacation, he says, and President Trump for canceling talks with Democratic leaders to try and work on sticking points on a stopgap measure, including changes to Medicaid.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
The president has vowed to furlough federal workers and issue permanent layoffs if a shutdown occurs. The UN Security Council today rejecting efforts to delay sanctions from being reimposed on Iran over its nuclear program and refusal to international oversight. Today marks 1 year since Hurricane Helene pushed inland, carving a destructive path across seven states with flooding and mudslides killing in all 249 people. Forecasters now watching a developing storm in the Atlantic that could become a hurricane next week and target the Carolinas. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Caledonia's only primary care provider is closing. Mayo Clinic announced that it is closing six locations across southern Minnesota, including its clinic in Caledonia. It's the only Mayo Clinic location in Houston County. City officials in Caledonia are searching for a new provider, saying that there are five different providers interested in bringing medical service back to the city. The closest Mayo Clinic locations to Caledonia are now in Rochester or La Crosse. Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions in Wisconsin due to changes in federal budget law. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new law blocks facilities that provide abortions from receiving payments from Medicaid for 1 year. Stephanie Miller, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says they serve about 50,000 people per year, providing all kinds of health care, and three out of every five are covered by Medicaid. At first, a judge said the law could not go into effect, but as the case has moved through the court system, a federal appeals judge is allowing it to move forward. The change goes into effect next Wednesday, October 1st, and that's when Planned Parenthood will pause abortions. Miller says from there, they hope to resume services soon once they figure out what to do under this new law. Plus, she says they're working to see as many patients as possible over the next few days. The last time Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services was when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, making Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban the law of the land. They resumed abortion services a little over a year later when a Dane County judge ruled that the old law does not apply to consensual abortion. There are only two other clinics that provide the service in the state. They're both in Milwaukee. Data from the Society of Family Planning shows there are about 500 to 600 abortions in Wisconsin every month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Right now it's 80.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's Friday, folks. Friday is here. You made it. You're here with us at Nightlight. I'm going to help you get into the weekend. We got a great show tonight. Love our Friday shows. It's a bar band Friday night. Thank you, Conrad. However you're joining us, wherever you're joining us from, across the great state of Wisconsin or beyond, it's great to have you. Lots of fun planned on the show tonight. I've got at 6:35, a mystery guest will show up to give a very fast movie review of the new film, One Battle After Another, the new Paul Thomas Anderson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, Regina King film that opened yesterday. This thing is crushing, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, a great director, an outstanding cast, and it's a mystery thriller with a little bit of comedy. I will be checking it out this weekend, but someone beat me to it. And I will talk to them at 6:35 tonight about the film. So you'll get a quick little film review at 6:35. And then at 7:05, this is kind of fun, too. We're going to talk about movies with one movie in particular that I've mentioned time and again on this show. I don't mean to talk about it a lot, but it comes up because some of my guests mentioned The Godfather of Green Bay. Catherine Lake, the producer of The Morning Show, John and Gordy, at WMDX in Madison will join me because it was her idea to have this great charity screening of the film at the brand new Atwood Music Hall. So we'll do that, and I'll give you details on where, or when I should say, at 7:05 when Catherine swings by. Catherine, I don't know if you know this, Conrad. Catherine was instrumental in getting Nightlight on the air.
Yeah.
So I have a soft spot in my heart for Catherine. I hope it's that, not a blocked artery. But she's great. So Catherine will be here at 7:05. And then it is, as I mentioned, folks, a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert, will be here at 7:35, as she is just about every Friday, bringing us great tunes from primarily local bands and great conversation. Always fun to talk to Terry. And is she out at a concert tonight? Do we know? Or is she just
showing? She says she's doing something a little different tonight, or different direction, and she's going to tell us on air. So.
Well, I don't know if I like that curveball at the last minute. What if Terry just started singing and wanted to use this as an outlet?
I'm sure it would be fantastic.
She does have a great voice. So there you go. Three fun guests. And I'm going to give you some information on a new film. We're going to talk about a fun screening in Madison of my film. All the proceeds will go to charity. And then Terry Barr at 7:35. In just a few minutes, I'm going to give you some information on our Text to Win contest, our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state Text to Win contest. That's coming up in just a few minutes, too. We'll give the keyword in the second hour. But those of you not familiar with the contest, I'll give you some deets. Very easy to play, and your chances of winning are astronomical. Can I say that, Conrad?
I think so.
That's like better than winning the lottery. I mean, you have a shot with this.
Yeah, it's not.
You're not winning Mega Millions.
It's not one. Or it's like one out of like 267 billion your chances for the lottery.
For the lottery, yeah.
not for this.
Yeah, I've never won the lottery. It's kind of a ripoff.
I have, but it was like $2.
Well, that's
that counts as a win. Yeah,
I guess so. Got a great question of the night, folks, too. We'll go over that in just a minute. You know, I have to say, I sent you this article. How bad was that?
Okay, let's just say this. I was watching, I read the article and I was like, okay, I got to watch this video now. And then I watched the video and it made it worse. Maybe we should explain it.
Well, yeah, this influencer who eats, he kind of makes a point to eat gross food. But this is supposed to, it's canned herring. There's some kind of pickled herring from the Baltic Sea. And it's fermented Baltic herring, more technically. And it's considered a Swedish delicacy.
I'm
calling this guy a gastronaut.
It made my stomach like just tense up. I feel like.
It's horrible.
You got to watch the video to see how it looks. But there's this comment under his video. It says, they're supposed to be fillets, not a soupy mess of flesh and bone.
Right.
Your can was way expired. You can tell because of how bloated the can was.
And he had no idea.
And he said,
because it was supposed to be gross to begin with.
And he just said, you just ate rotten fish.
It was in a can for a long time. Fermented Baltic herring. It's a Swedish delicacy, but it's supposed to come out in more solid pieces. The guy's name is James Ellingsworth, and he has kind of like, I guess he has like 50,000 Instagram followers.
He has a bunch of Instagram followers, yeah.
He is a self-described gastronaut who ate this horrible food and said he had to take 3 showers and brush his teeth 3 times, but as it turns out, it was expired Baltic herring. And it was all just messy inside and gross,
fish,
and he ate it. I mean, you know, when you eat enough crappy food, your chances for having an experience like this go up. And apparently, according to where I read this, many foodies, it says, have placed Baltic herring, fermented Baltic herring, on the Mount Rushmore of horrible food, alongside stinky tofu in China. And here's one that's interesting. In an Icelandic delicacy compromise of the fermented flesh of a Greenland shark. Now, I've talked about the Greenland shark on this show before because I'm fascinated by the Greenland shark. It's a shark that can live up to 500 years, typically lives 300 to 400 years. So there are Greenland sharks swimming around that have been out there since before America was a country. And they go like a 1 mile an hour. They never stop moving. So you can imagine flesh from a Greenland shark is pretty gnarly, 400 years old.
Yeah.
So, but this, apparently, what James Ellingsworth ate, this Baltic herring, fermented Baltic herring, was even worse. And he said it smelled like if you poured liquid ass on a dead raccoon.
Yep. You know, if you want to see my reaction of canned tuna, that's it.
It can't be that bad.
I will. You know, almost vomit.
This guy is a roofing sales company manager who has a side hustle. He eats bad food.
Why not just eat good food?
I know. He's like the opposite of a foodie.
You know, he has this base now. Why not just be like, honestly, why don't we try some cool restaurants around my area?
Yeah, let's
switch it up.
Flip the switch. He's got this big pile of this fish, too. And he's putting it in a bun. It looks so, now that I know it's rotten, it looks so horrible.
What's worse is what the color that's in the can when he's opening it.
it
looks
so
like,
horrible.
It looks like, you know, when you eat Cocoa Pebbles and the
milk turns chocolate.
Brown.
Yeah.
That's
not
what it looks like.
That's not so bad though. Let's be honest.
But I mean, in a fish can? I don't know if you want that.
That's what he said. They're supposed to be fillets, not a soupy mess of flesh and bone.
Ugh.
So maybe the can was 100 years old. I don't know. All right. Without further ado, folks, let's get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
Question. question.
Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What song is your favorite one-hit wonder? We're doing this on the heels of last night where I squared off against Ben Chan, Jeopardy champ Ben Chan. And, well, I'm trying to be humble about this, but I schooled him. The one he got, I gave him. I would have guessed Soft Cell. And Ben did admit, for all of his hundreds of thousands of dollars he won on Jeopardy. And look, the guy has, his IQ is triple mine. I'm not really staking a claim here, but he did say, this is my worst category. And so we happened to just get him in the right night. But it was so fun having Ben here. We took the quiz and I thought, you know what, let's open that up to the public or the couch potatoes, so to speak, and find out what people's favorite one-hit wonders are. I have a couple, and they're sort of different. Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. Love it. And a lot of people would argue maybe that's not a one-hit wonder because Jerry Rafferty was in the band. There you go. Great tune. From... totally blanking on the Tarantino movie. Reservoir Dogs. And that's the song Michael Madsen sings into the guy's ear who he's just cut off. Very disturbing scene. But a great song. Totally fits in that movie. And it's one of those songs I can't turn off when it's on the radio. So I love that song. As I mentioned, Jerry Rafferty was in that band. And he had a couple hits after he left Steeler's Wheel. He had Right Down the Line, Baker Street, one of the all-time classic songs ever. So, but technically, Stuck in the Middle with You is a one-hit wonder. And I'm going to throw another one in there that's maybe a little unconventional. 99 Luft Balloons. I love that song. I love the woman who sang it. I remember the video from high school. And they never, I don't know if they ever had even close to another hit. Didn't even, never even got back to the plate. You got one, Con?
One, and a two, and a three.
Boom, boom, boom.
Baby, oh,
he played that last night.
How I'm adored. That sign on my car's window pane.
It's a great song.
You can just hear Homer in that throughout the whole
but
thing.
You're picking a one-hit wonder from a fictitious animated band.
It's good, though.
Barbershop Quartet.
I did pull my favorite one, and it's because I played it I don't know how many times on Guitar Hero.
What is it?
Right here.
Oh, yeah. It's only in your head you feel left out. All right. Well, we're being a little repetitive because that's the one neither Ben, we couldn't get it.
Well,
it's Jimmy Eat World.
Yes.
And a great tune.
It's a great tune, and that is my favorite, just because, like I said, I played Guitar Hero as a kid.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite song to play.
Yeah, and that's one of those songs, too. You can't turn it off. And it's so funny because legendary bands have songs that are fine, and they've had 20 hits, but sometimes these one-hit wonders are just overall better songs, like pound for pound when it comes to a song. I like the song. I don't know if Kings of Leon would be considered one-hit wonders. The problem is, if you're a music aficionado, you can rattle off tons of songs. But Kings of Leon, I think it's Use Somebody, maybe, is the song. And that's a great one, too. It's like not even... They used to play it all the time. And I don't know if they had more hits.
Do you know the song Spirit in the Sky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, so great it's song. Norman Greenbaum. Greenbaum? However you say it. Anyways, apparently he... Since he made that song, he just lives in a cabin on his royalties.
Did we talk about that recently? I kind of remember that. Oh, that's pretty cool. But rarely you clean. I don't think you clean up that often because most of the money that comes in when you're just making your first deal, so I've read, goes to the producers of the studio or whatever. So the fact that he got himself a sweetheart deal is pretty cool. Hey, folks, our Go for the Gold, Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is happening right now through October 3rd. It's fantastic. And all you have to do is have the app, text in the keyword, and you have a chance every day to win $200 cash or gold. And I did it again, October 4th. I'll get it right. $200 cash and gold jewelry. And you are also entered into the grand prize, which is two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a home game at noon on the 23rd of November. We're giving you a gas card all the stuff. More details to come throughout the show and the keyword after the news in hour number two. Folks, let me know, what is your favorite one-hit wonder? And I've got another really funny thing to tell you about Robert Redford when we come back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me, folks. Fun show tonight. Mystery film reviewer in just a few minutes talking about the film One Battle After Another, the new Paul Thomas Anderson film starring Leo DiCaprio, Regina King, Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, getting a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty impressive. So all week we've been playing catch up on texts. I have to say, this couple I met out here, I've been doing the Nightlight window fun, taking pictures of people, posting them on Facebook. And this couple came by, and this guy was in one of those riding wheelchairs, and his wife, very nice couple. I got to talking to them. He was in radio like his whole adult life, and he worked at WLS in Chicago, a huge, giant radio station when I was a kid. And then out in San Francisco, his name was Joel Schwartz. He and his wife, Kathy. I took a nice picture of them, and it's on Facebook right now if you want to check it out. Lots of nice people in downtown Green Bay. Have you noticed that?
I mean, Wisconsin, we're known for being nice, aren't we?
We are. For every loud muffler in downtown Green Bay, there are very nice people. So I can't really complain. I saw this about Robert Redford. His favorite word was possible. And his least favorite word was whatever. That kind of reminded me of my dad, because my dad always hated, or probably still does, when people say whatever. It's like such a vague term. But Robert Redford was, I think, older than my dad is now, but it's maybe a generational thing. I thought that was kind of cool. We also, Conrad, we should get a true crime person on the show, because Robert Redford's daughter, her husband was killed. It's like a famous true crime story.
when they were students at the University of Colorado Boulder. And this guy was shot, and this guy's been at large for like decades now. So it was, I was just reading about it today, and I'm like, I don't want to do like a deep dive because I'm not a true crime expert, but it would be fun to, we should have a house true crime expert on retainer. We've got Kristen Lyerly as our Nightlight official gynecologist.
Well, you know, I believe that Todd Michaels has been doing some true crime stuff too, as well as the haunted stuff.
I know. I always think of Todd like the paranormal, but you're right. True crime, yeah. That might work too. All right, we've got to play catch up with some of the texts we have from last night, where our question was the saddest song. What was the saddest song? And so let's read through some of these because I don't like to let texts go unread. It's just improper. And our question tonight, folks, is what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? Let us know. That is tonight's question. We'll get to those texts in just a moment after I clean up from last night. Jewel Smith, listening on WGBW last night, said Amazing Grace. That's interesting because that's a song that can definitely bring tears to your eyes, but I find it very uplifting, actually. But that's great. Thank you, Jewel. Mike from Madison in the 608 says, "Hi, hey guys, recently found the show. Not a potato yet, but maybe someday, fingers crossed. Bigger Than the Whole Sky by Taylor hits hard. Also, Old Blue by Willie will get you smooches." Thank you, Michael, from the 608. I think that text and the fact that I just read it automatically makes you a potato, a couch potato. So welcome aboard, my friend. Thank you for the text. Jack from Merrimack says, saddest song, certainly Diamonds and Rust should be on the list. Thank you, Jack. Eric from the 608 says, Dead Puppies by Ogden Edsel. You know that band?
I don't.
How about the song?
I don't like the name of that song.
It's a little morbid.
Yeah, I don't think I'll listen.
Either way, thanks, Eric. Thanks for listening. Todd from Oshkosh in the 920 says, Say Something by A Great Big World. Will you Google that? That's really bothering me because I read that earlier when I printed this, and that song is like, I can't remember it exactly. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, The Living Years. Yeah, that's a... Boy, I'm surprised we didn't hear that more last night. Mike and the Mechanics, I think, was the band.
I think you'll know the song as soon as I say the lyrics.
All right.
Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You.
Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You. I still don't know.
Really? Okay. Well, you know, how would I play this song to go to the break?
Yeah, play it. Yeah. That sounds good. All right. We can cross that off the list. The Living Years, though, that's a really sad song about a guy singing about his dad. Ross from Crawford County, he's in the 608, says, Ozzy's Mama, I'm Coming Home. I don't know that song either. Thank you, Ross. Great stuff. Glad Ross is listening. Ross seems to binge Nightlight, and then he goes away for a while. Then he binges. There's no right way to listen, though, either way. Great to have you back, Ross. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids in the 608 says, My popcorn pick of the night, The Saddest Song, starring Isabella Rossellini. The Saddest Song. That must be the name of the song? Isabella Rossellini. I don't know that one.
Isn't she an actress?
Oh, she is. She's great. And I don't know.
I didn't know she made music.
He was making a popcorn pick of the night. Maybe the movie is called The Saddest Song, and I just haven't heard of it. Maybe he's having a little fun with us, like Tyler often does. Jewel Smith also says, Jewel's in the 920, The Winner Takes It All by ABBA. Yeah, that's a great song, too. Thank you, Jewel. Outstanding stuff. Thank you for your texts from last night. Let's turn and get a couple of these done tonight from social media. Spirit in the Sky, our pal Vince Moranto, who will be here next Thursday night making the popcorn pick of the week. This is the one you read, Con. I love that guy named Greenbaum has a friend named Jesus. Yeah, that's a great tune. Do we have that in our bumper music? We should add that.
Spirit in the Sky?
Yeah.
I have 11 seconds of it.
I guess we'll have to do with the just put it on a loop. Chris Anderson says, Too Shy by Kajagoogoo. Great tune. That was big when I was in high school. I love that song. And that is a definite one-hit wonder. Do we have I've got to get my mouse here. Whoa, these old responses are coming up. What is going on with this screen? Was this fixed? All right, we'll discuss this off the air because it's not really that interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, you are here on a great night. We have a mystery film reviewer coming up at 6:35 after the news. Catherine Lake is here at 7:05 to tell you about a Godfather of Green Bay screening happening in Madison in December. And we've got Terry Barr here for Barbie on Friday night. And all this on a night when we're talking about the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold contest. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It was over my head. I know nothing at all.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Congressman Tom Tiffany is the likely Republican frontrunner for Wisconsin governor. With more, here's Civic Media's Isabella Nieto.
Tiffany announced his bid for the top state seat on Tuesday and launched his campaign Wednesday night at the Peterson Barn in Wausau. Tiffany, who currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, pledged to serve out his term in Congress, but says he's ready for a new chapter.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values that we all share, and I will give you the leadership you deserve.
In his speech, Tiffany spoke about his upbringing on a dairy farm, saying it taught him the value of hard work and budgeting.
And there are no excuses on the farm. You pick up the shovel, you pick up the pitchfork, and you go to work.
He criticized Governor Tony Evers and Democratic leadership in Madison, saying the Wisconsin dream is, quote, slipping away.
Farms are failing, factories are closing. Our educational system here in Wisconsin has now fallen behind Mississippi. That's not the Wisconsin that we know.
Tiffany laid out key priorities if elected governor, including cutting taxes, expanding school choice, supporting law enforcement, and restoring what he calls Wisconsin values. He also promised to freeze property taxes and eliminate what he called Evers' 400-year tax increase.
It's dead, day one. Dead, day one, it's gone.
Tiffany faces Josh Showman, the county executive of Washington County, and Bill Berrien, a Milwaukee manufacturing CEO, in the Republican primary. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As it turns out, getting suspended was great for business. Jimmy Kimmel Live experienced its highest ratings in the history of the show this past Tuesday night. Disney and ABC suspended Kimmel due to pressure from the Nexstar and Sinclair broadcasting companies, as well as the FCC. Kimmel draws 1.4 million viewers per night on average, but last Tuesday drew 6.3 million for an increase of 343%. And that is taking into account the fact that the aforementioned companies blacked him out in almost a quarter of the markets. Kimmel's suspension has seemed to have brought out support from people who don't typically get political, like morning hosts Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos, who make a point of keeping it lighthearted on their morning show. They went to bat for Kimmel, calling him a caring, decent human being, and added that the First Amendment must be protected. So there you go. When even the most milk-toasty, annoying couple is getting political, you know boundaries have been crossed. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for lacrosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
Todd Alba.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment. Jane Matnair joins us for Matnair Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabals.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabals. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabals. Actually has it a little better.
That's my favorite tag that we have.
Might not be too late to change the title of the show. Keep those texts coming, folks. I thought people would have fun with one-hit wonders.
Oh, yeah.
Our question of the night is, what is your favorite one-hit wonder song of all time? We touched on this last night with Jeopardy champ Ben Chan, and I thought we'd keep it going and open it up to all the couch potatoes. So there you go. Also, folks, coming up after the top of the hour, I'll give you information on the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our Civic Media multi-state Text to Win contest with really outstanding prizes. Very easy to play. More details on that coming up before the news at the top of the hour, and the keyword coming after the top of the hour. So let us know your favorite song. Also, if you're in the Milwaukee area, check us out. Our new WAUK signal in downtown Milwaukee. It's 100.3 con. Is it? Is that what it is?
What yeah. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. It's a great, the signal is strong, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're in Milwaukee, look for us on WAUK FM from downtown. All right. So as promised, all right, this movie I've been talking about lately, I've probably talked about it, at least I've probably anticipated this more than any film since Mission Impossible earlier this spring. This film is getting almost 100%. It's a 98%er on Rotten Tomatoes. It stars Sean Penn, Regina King, Benicio del Toro, and Leo DiCaprio. And it's directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, outstanding director of Boogie Nights fame and Magnolia, all kinds of great films. And this is crushing with critics. And it opens this week. One of the people I'm closest with in my life, who is also a film buff, saw the film last night, and it is my pleasure to welcome actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabe. Joe, how are you?
Hello. Hello. Happy to be here.
Are
I'm
you?
Good.
Okay. That sounded a little like...
Did I not sound... No, I meant to sound more enthusiastic than that.
Well, I know you're in a car leaving Milwaukee, headed for Chicago. That sounds like a lot
Can
of fun.
Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Okay, perfect.
And I didn't want to like build you up too much. I know there's a little nepotism involved here with this review, but honestly, you were like the first person I knew that saw this movie. So last night we didn't even get to talk that much. So what you're saying here on the air to me will be my first true review of this film. And I'm excited because it's crushing with critics.
I'm actually the 100th person to see this movie nationwide.
Is that all?
Hundreds. I'm the 100th person.
How do you know that, Joe?
All right,
free Tupperware or something? Yeah. All right, let's step over the burning wreckage of that, that joke. Were you expecting me to give you some kind of a gift or something for being the 100th person?
I don't know. I was, I guess, expecting a laugh. But, you know, they can't all be winners.
You guys aren't drinking in the car, I hope, on your way to Chicago.
No.
Okay, good. All right. So tell me about the movie, Joe. What, this is like a highly anticipated film. A lot of people are saying it's Paul Thomas Anderson's best film ever. It's almost 3 hours. What did you think of it?
Everybody needs to drop what they're doing right now.
Oh, dear.
And go see One Battle After Another, because it's
really?
Awesome.
Really?
It's so good. Yeah, it's awesome.
Conrad just left. Thanks a lot. So, all right. So, seriously, that's a heck of an endorsement. Why is it so great?
It's really good. I mean, it's one of those movies that starts and just doesn't stop once it starts.
Oh, I love that.
Great performances. This has to be one of my, if not my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie. He's such an interesting character that every time he's on screen, you're glued to him. There's some great supporting roles as well. It's also really funny. It was so much funnier than I thought it was going to be. You know, and I know his movies do have some humor in them, but this, I mean, there was multiple times in the theater where I laughed out loud.
It's really interesting because I saw that on Rotten Tomatoes when I was reading some of the reviews, and I recently on this show, I kind of said, I don't like action comedies. I think 99% of them are really stupid. The comedy's not great. The action's not great. It's just kind of very mediocre all the way around. But this, is this more of a comedy or is it more of a... mystery?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's very like situational humor, like a sort of like a Coen Brothers movie. It's similar to Big Lebowski in that way, where it's not like you'd call Big Lebowski a comedy, but it's more the comedy's brought out through the characters rather than like gags.
Nice.
Okay. It's not like it's like a comedy with like gags and crazy set pieces. It's just funny. I don't know how else to describe it other than that.
So give us like a thumbnail or a very brief synopsis about the story without spoiling anything, if you can.
Yeah. So it's about a group. I believe it's kind of set in a distant future or like a parallel universe to ours where there's like a fascist regime that's controlling the United States. And I was saying it's a different universe than ours, not ours currently. wink, wink.
Different fascist universe. Yeah, sure.
So it follows a group of revolutionaries, and it's kind of split in two different time periods. So it follows this group of revolutionaries, and then once they've kind of lost, the regime goes after one of these revolutionaries' daughter. I won't say why. That's kind of part of the movie, but the daughter ends up getting kidnapped. And Leonardo DiCaprio kind of plays this bumbling ex-revolutionary kind of higher up member in the quote like the rebellion, and he has to go track down his daughter. And there's great supporting characters. The scope of the film is like, it's honestly like it rivals like Star Wars. Like it's a really rich universe, which I wasn't expecting. Like. This honestly, I can see this getting like graphic novel spinoffs or, you know, like a TV show because of all the world building they do. And I think that's part of the reason why it's 3 hours long.
So, all right, there have been movies. It seems like a lot of movies are longer these days. When I love a movie, I want it to be 3 hours. Like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it didn't bother me. Mission Impossibles can go long. I don't care. I sometimes don't want them to end when I'm watching a great movie. Would you put this in that category?
I definitely would. I would say, I guess at times it felt a little long, but I think there, like I said, there is a reason it's long. Is there some important setup that helps get you into the story that maybe drags a little bit, but it's totally worth it. When you get into that initial, or when you get into that chase,
okay,
and that nonstop action, once you get to that, it's totally worth it.
My guest is Joe Schwabe. Yes, there is a relation. He is calling us from the car, headed down to Chicago to see some friends, and took a few minutes out of his day here to talk about the new film, One Battle After Another, from Paul Thomas Anderson. So, Joe, how many stars out of five?
Man, I mean, this could easily be a 5 out of 5. I'd probably just give it a 4 out of 5 because I don't want there to be too much recency bias involved.
And you did say it dragged a little bit, not dragged, but like you were like...
I don't know. I honestly don't think that might not even be fair to say.
Okay.
A 3-hour movie feels long to me no matter what. So, but I mean, as far as 3-hour movies go, this is the upper echelon of them. It's very good.
Who was... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, please.
Who is the best? I mean, you got this top level, like A+ list cast. There's a girl in the film who I've never heard of. This was like her first big role. I'll look her name up. But who gave the best performances?
I think it's Chase Infinity.
Yes.
Which, what a name. That's got to be one of the best names of all time.
You have to be an actor. With that name,
you have to be something. You have to be an actor, or like a WWE wrestler.
All right.
She's great.
She steals the movie, is what I've heard, or her scenes at least.
she's definitely like the heart of the movie. I thought she was fantastic. Her performance, honestly, it's really good. And I loved her character. My favorite character, though, or my favorite performance has to be Leonardo DiCaprio. He's awesome in it. And all, runner-up, I would say, is Benicio Del Toro. He's hilarious in this movie.
Really? I love him in everything. Yeah. I like everybody in the cast I like. And I like Leonardo DiCaprio when he has great material is outstanding. What else was I going to ask you?
You also have Wood Harris in it. Who, you know, I'm a big Harris guy.
From The Wire.
I'm a big Woodhead. Yeah.
And Remember the Titans. He was Julius in Remember the Titans.
Big Julius.
Yeah.
Big Julius. He's in Creed, Wire. Just a nice little Wood Harris cameo to help you out, get you through the week.
He's a little Wood Harris to get you through the week. All right, so obviously it's a thumbs up. All the performances were great. I love it. Have you seen a lot of other Paul Thomas Anderson movies? Would you say this is his best that you've seen anyway?
Out of the ones I've seen, yes. This is my favorite.
What other films of his have you seen?
I've seen Boogie Nights. I've seen Magnolia, and I've seen Licorice Pizza, and I would say that I personally like this better than all of them.
Oh, that's great to know. I cannot wait to see it.
I would go just for Wood Harris.
I know you're on a Dexter kick, thanks to me. I got through two of the shows. Where are you at? And tell people why you like Dexter if they're looking for something to binge watch and were late to the party like I was and like you are.
Oh, man, I love Dexter. I think it's an awesome show. Part of the reason why I love Dexter is it takes place in the early 2000s. So yeah. It's just nice living in a better world than we live in now.
Okay.
I have nostalgia for that time. I was growing up.
You've said that, and so, you also say it looks different. Like, there's a look for stuff that comes from that era. And why is it? What is
just,
it?
People just look happier.
Oh, the look of the people. I thought you meant, like, the film, but, you know.
Yeah, it's got a great look, too. I mean, it's a great setting in Miami. You can just kind of hop in that. And, you know, I mean, there is a serial killer killing people. So if you get past that, it's a nice time, you know, being in Miami. Enjoy. Another thing that's happened to me for Dexter is now that I'm watching Dexter, my social media algorithm has completely snatched onto it. So my entire feed is just all like Dexter, like thirst reels. So it'll be like it'll be like one of the killer characters, and it'll just be like music edited to them, like dancing. And it's just insane, but it's my entire feed.
That's hilarious. Before I let you go, Joe, are you driving or is Will?
I have the microphone you sent me. I have that propped up on my lap. I'm driving with my legs, and I have the phone kind of wedged up against my
shoulder.
You're
not serious. Stop it.
Just joking.
I never sent you a microphone. You think I sent you a microphone to be on my radio show for 10 minutes?
Hey, it's a pretty advanced operation. That's what I hear. Conrad runs a tight ship.
Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
Favorite one-hit wonder song. I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds
giving you right now. But,
what does the fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what does the fox say? Or Gangnam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's
songs.
Another one. Oh, whatever. Also, another thing.
Well, hurry up, Joe. We gotta go. You got 10 minutes.
The B-sharps are not a one-hit wonder. They have other hits.
Oh, that's right.
We'll dig into that, too.
Listen, have a great weekend, buddy. Be safe and drive carefully and tell your friends said hello.
Thanks.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
That's Joe Schwabo with his review of One Battle After Another. We are coming right back, folks, to read some of your texts. It's Pete Schwabo and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That it won't take long, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Matt Nair on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes, yes. 24 hours on every network, yep, that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Health officials say close to 1,000 people in Wisconsin die by suicide every year. It's Suicide Prevention Month, and if you are struggling, call 988 anytime for support. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What is it, Chris Kattan, Will Ferrell? Oh, some songs that just make you do things. Peach Wabba and Nightlight, welcome back, folks. I like those quick thumbnail reviews. That was my son, Joe, did that. But I've had a couple other people on doing that. That's a fun way to get, like, I think, listener interaction, yeah, sharing information with other listeners, other couch potatoes, if you will.
You never give me 10 minutes to do a movie review.
You tell me what you watch almost every weekend, and I don't always approve MILF Manor.
I'm waiting for season 3 still.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be part of our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Civic Media's, what we've done is this is so cool. All you need is the app to play, okay? And I think tonight what we're going to do is right after we come back, after the news, we'll give the keyword for the first time, but all you need is the Civic Media app to play. You text in the keyword after I give it to you, and you are enrolled to win. You have a potential, the chance, the shred of hope to win $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you're automatically enrolled. What's enrolled? It sounds like I'm giving people health insurance.
Are you going to college?
Yeah.
I was enrolled.
Do you need term life insurance?
Yeah. We'll talk later.
You'll be eligible, that's the word I was looking for two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That is professional football. It is a Green Bay home game on November 23rd at noon. We will also throw in a gas card to get you to the game. It's a $1,550 value. It's incredible. And all you have to do is text in the keyword when I give it to you after the news into the second hour of tonight's show. It is our multi-state text-to-win contest, and the keyword is coming up. Now, when we text you back and give you the confirmation that we received your text, click on that link and sign up for Civic Media Today or our Civic Media newsletter, some of our social media outlets, and you have a heightened chance to win even more. You are even more likely to take home something very special. So do that, and you'll be off to the races. Good luck, everybody. Keyword coming up after the news at the start of Act Two, as is my pal Catherine Lake, who is the station manager of WMDX in Madison. She oversees the John and Gordy show, and those guys have been on this show. They're so much fun, and she's going to tell all of you how you can be part of a fun cause and see the Godfather of Green Bay coming up later this year as we get closer to the holidays. And then it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. Man, that first song she sent, I like them both, but the full song she sent, I'm not going to say who it is. I love that song, and I guess it's new. It's a new tune as well, so that'll be fun to talk to Catherine at 7:35. I got really lucky today when I got here. So most of the time I park in the garage.
Yeah.
But if I want gelato and five extra minutes to savor the joy that is Rise and Grind gelato, I look for parking right next to the studio. And tonight I got totally lucky. Someone pulled out and there was 53 minutes left on the meter.
Oh.
I scored a spot and saved two quarters.
Do you think about this? What if they're like, oh, I got to go to the gas station quick. They left and they came back and you're in the spot.
Hey, man, that's... Buyer beware.
Finders keepers, you know.
And they saw me waiting like a vulture with my turn signal on. Like I was hovering. Like if they would have said that.
You know, today I had to go to Quick Trip.
You had to go to Quick Trip?
I had to. Okay. I needed gas.
You were out of chicken sandwiches at home?
Well, you know, Quick Trip they got some nice deals.
Okay.
Anyways, I've never been to the Quick Trip around, you know, 4 p.m. It is so packed in there that I could barely find a spot. Like
people just getting out of work or
factories
probably.
I had to wait for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get a pump.
What?
Yeah,
dude, I would never wait in line for that. I know you love Quick Trip. It's a fine establishment.
Okay.
Oh my God, I would go somewhere in like that. No way.
Well, Quick Trip's pretty close to the studio, so.
So by the time you would have got somewhere else.
Probably would have been able to.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, you know, just go to Quick Trip earlier is my advice.
They have the Quick Trip. The pumps are all taken out at the one by the Pine Tree Mall in Marinette. We have two of them. I don't want to brag. But the one by the mall has all the pumps gone, but people are still going in there for the cuisine.
Yeah. You know, so there's a Quick Trip that's getting remodeled in Green Bay. I've never seen a more depressing Quick Trip inside.
Oh, no. Why, is it old?
It had two coolers, you know, two fridges, and like two aisles, and there was no hot dishes, or whatever you call it.
No, they had no casseroles?
no casseroles. But it was just like, I've never seen a Quick Trip like this.
Oh, that's funny. Let's get through some texts here if we can. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac. He's in the 608. He says, eating a rotten shark is just an excuse for drinking that liquor that they produce there.
Huh?
I don't know.
Does sharks produce liquor when they're dead?
I trust Mark.
I don't know.
Mark always has interesting texts, and he's kind of this is not the first bit of unique information he shared with us. That's really interesting. Let's Google that, Con.
All right.
And when I say let's, I mean you, please. Edward from the 414 says, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Did he text that last night?
Yeah, I believe
so. Or somebody did. He said, I get knocked down, but I get up again. Plus, it's a drinking song. Awesome, Edward. Thank you, buddy. Joe from the 715 says, I'm going to say Second Week of Deer Camp by the Youpers. And my buddy Will says Closing Time. Well, that's Joe Schwaba. That's great. Closing Time. I hate that song.
Yeah, that song sucks.
Time for you to go to the places you will be from. Just terrible. But, you know, thanks for playing well. John from the 608 says American Pie. Okay. I don't don't know if that's a one-hit wonder, though. Maybe it is. I'm not going to argue with John. John's a knowledgeable guy. John also says, seems like a one-off. I agree with that, but I want to say Don McLean has had other hits. But I don't know. You'd know better than me, John. Edward says, or I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Great one, Edward. Love it. John says, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Yeah. He says, cool classic. Still love it. Yeah, that's a song I have trouble turning on or turning off from Don McLean. Great stuff. Keep those texts coming. What is your favorite one-hit wonder? After the news, when we start Act 2, I'm going to give you the keyword, folks. Catherine Lake will join us. We'll recap what you've missed. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The superintendent of Des Moines, Iowa Public Schools, Ian Andre Roberts, was detained by ICE agents. DHS officials say he is a criminal illegal alien from Guyana in possession of a loaded gun, had a history of weapons charges. Matt Smith, the interim school superintendent.
We stand firm with our community, many of whom are feeling sad, outraged, and helpless. We understand as we too are devastated by the news of his detainment.
Just outside of Chicago, federal agents firing pepper spray balls and tear gas at over 100 protesters near an immigration enforcement building in Broadview. And in New York City, outrage over a now viral video showing an ICE agent shoving a woman to the ground inside an ICE detention facility. Sources say that one of the two counts in the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey focuses on his alleged role in the sharing of information about an FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton. This is ABC News.